Another 5-minute mystery. An anniversary party is going on at the Brown House Hall around the corner. One of the guests, George Taylor, pauses while eating his dessert, saying, best lemon pie I ever tasted, Mary. Oh, really? I wish my wife could do as well. Hey, it doesn't look as if Sam is appreciating it much, though. Goodness, dear, is my cooking that bad? Sam, your head is practically in your plate. I guess he's fallen asleep, everyone. I'm so sorry. That's all right. Sam, sit up, Sam. It's dreadful. I better shake him. Sam. Great guns, he's dead. How you do? I'm Sergeant Barker, the Homicide Division, and this is one of my boys, Mike Grady. Where's the body? In the dining room at the table. We didn't move him. You might as well be comfortable, everybody. This will take just a little while. Dead. Alright, peaceful too. Who's Mrs. Brown? I am. You mind telling me what happened? I guess not. I'm so short. I don't know where to begin or what to tell you. Well, you might as well begin by telling me what you served for dinner. Well, we had soup first. Soup. What kind? Mushroom and then roast chicken, green beans, green peas, mashed potatoes, and I served him coffee. But I don't see how this could mean anything. Just routine, Mrs. Brown. Did Mr. Brown eat anything? Yes, he did. He seemed to fall asleep over his coffee. And when I tried to wake him up, I found he had a heart attack. Yeah, that will be all for a few minutes, Mrs. Brown. We want to take a look around. Notice anything about this table, Mike? No, Chief. Can't say as I do. Neither do I. Let's look in this kitchen. An orderly person, isn't she? Stack dishes after each course. Yes, and here's the silverware over here. Ah, look, Chief. One of these spoons has turned black. Black? Let me see it. The only spoon that's tarnished too. Well, I was beginning to think it was a heart attack or a perfect murder. But this silver spoon is evident enough. Mrs. Brown? Yes, Sergeant Barker? I'm sorry to interrupt your little party, Mrs. Brown, but I'm sure your guest won't mind. Ah, I don't understand. You will, Mrs. Brown, you will be... You see your husband and... You will, Mrs. Brown, you will. You see you're under arrest for the murder of your husband. Do you know why Sergeant Barker accused Mrs. Brown of murder? In a moment, we'll hear the solution. But first, a word from our sponsor. And now back to our story. Sergeant Barker, how do you know it was homicide? Well, Mrs. Brown took out careful pains to wash the soup pans and soup dishes before she served the rest of the meal. Ah, yes, I can see that. But she forgot one thing, to wash the silver soup spoons. What she didn't realize was that an hour later, by the end of the dinner, the spoon her husband had used to eat his toast... Toadstool soup will give her away. She didn't know what toadstool makes silver black. Mrs. Brown almost committed the perfect murder, but she forgot to wash one spoon.